This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House and top Democratic lawmakers argued on Sunday over President Donald Trump's executive orders to extend expired benefits to tens of millions of American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic and deferring payroll taxes for many workers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, called Trump's action meager, weak, and unconstitutional in an interview on the Fox News Sunday show. She called for the White House to compromise with Democrats on new spending to assist the more than 30 million workers who remain unemployed, as well as the state and municipal governments that need more aid. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Trump's orders on Saturday were not his first choice, but blamed Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer for the collapse of 2 weeks of talks on a coronavirus aid package. Mnuchin said, "I've told them anytime they have a proposal, I'm willing to talk." He said the White House is willing to provide more aid for state and local governments, but not the $1 trillion that Democrats are seeking. The United States Sunday topped 5 million coronavirus cases, according to numbers tallied by the Johns Hopkins University. Globally, COVID-19-related deaths have now risen to over 728,000. It's more than 162,000 in the United States. And now Brazil has become the only country outside the United States with a death toll of at least 100,000. Mexico is the country with the third largest number of deaths, with a death toll of now more than 52,000. It has outpaced hard-hit nations, including the United Kingdom, Italy, France, and Spain. More than 19.6 million people have been infected globally. VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron hosted a UN-backed international donors virtual conference in which donors vowed to come to the aid of a beleaguered Lebanon following a massive blast at the port of Beirut last week that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. U.S. President Donald Trump, who participated in the conference, called for Lebanon to conduct a full and transparent investigation and expressed his support for protests demanding reform in the country. And the Lebanese army says that hopes have dwindled of finding survivors at the blast site following days of search and rescue operations supported by international experts. Despite a strong push by the opposition, authoritarian Belarusian president Alexander Lukashenko is on the verge of winning a sixth straight term in office. Exit polls and the election commission are giving Lukashenko about 80% of the vote, and the only opposition candidate to seriously challenge him, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, is a scant 7%. Three other candidates were token challengers. Voter turnout was reported to be high. Pictures of voters lined up to cast ballots showed only a handful wearing masks. Lukashenko has generally dismissed the coronavirus as a psychosis, that's his word for it, and has taken almost no action to stop the spread, one of the issues that has energized the opposition. Lukashenko promised to come down hard on any post-election protests. Police did crack down on protests, with at least 10 people detained in one Minsk location. That's according to a Reuters witness. Local media there said there were other detentions in the capital as well as in other cities. Belarus did not invite independent European monitors to watch the vote. Election observers say Belarus has a long history of voting that is neither free nor fair. The United Nations warns that COVID-19 poses a critical threat to hundreds of millions of indigenous people worldwide. To mark the International Day of the World's Indigenous People, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on countries to respond to their needs and to reach out and respect their cultural, social, and political rights. More than 476 million indigenous people around the world now live in remote locations. Their traditional way of life and their distance from heavily populated areas have largely insulated them from many diseases commonly circulating. But the UN reports COVID-19 has infected more than 70,000 indigenous people in the Americas alone. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.